May the meditation of my heart, all of our hearts, and the word read proclaimed, restore us, renew us, make us new in you. Our songs sung, our prayers prayed, our fellowship in this, and our new fellowship in this online format, that we stay united and caring for one another. So we lift up all the prayers that are on our heart on this day. In Jesus' name, amen. So there's a lot that's happening. These are very unprecedented times, never in my lifetime or your parents' lifetimes. And this is all new for each and every one of us. And all of us are affected. And pandemics in the past, what is fascinating about them is that when they happened in the past, it was people were regional citizens or national citizens at best. And so for the first time in human history, we're all going through this together as global citizens. What happens in China, what happens in Italy, affects us on the very same day, in the same moment. So we are united together as a human family. And this is so new for all of us at this time. And our scripture reading from Psalm 23, it's an important passage, and I think it's good to turn to. And people have turned to this passage over the ages when they're in times of trouble or worry or a change or whatever is happening in their life. It's a passage of real comfort. And when we find ourselves in difficult times with darkness that's drawing near to us, close friends may try and come, and this happens a lot when we feel like we're in like a dark place in our life. Close friends may come and they try and cheer us up. And some will say, just look on the bright side or count your blessings. And others will try to solve your problems for you. Has that ever happened to you, where you just need someone to listen to you instead of they're trying to solve your problems? They mean well because the friends are trying to put a stop to the darkness or whatever's happening that's causing you pain. And however well-intentioned, it only gives more power to that darkness. And the beauty of this Psalm 23 is that God is the shepherd that walks with each of us in the darkness. And what I love about this passage is that the darkness isn't changed. The darkness or the trouble or the valley of the shadow of death remains the same. It's still there, but you've changed. You're different in it. You are changed by the presence of God in the darkness. And we have encouragement in this psalm. And I think this is important, especially we're on this fourth Sunday of Lent, to read a psalm where we are being encouraged and we're being cared for. And it's a little different than more traditional Lent texts that have us look to our own inward sinfulness or morality. And this reading, it offers an outstretched hand, a hand of compassion and care and nurture. And we have a lot of intensity that's going on in the world today, and strife and division in our world. And we have better technology. We live longer lives. But our early Christian brothers, Jewish and Christian brothers, were still very similar to us. We still have issues that cause us to go to war or to hate or to feel isolated or lonely, to reduce others based on the color of their skin or how much money they make or where they live. And God is showing us that the only way that we can sit together at the table is to first put our trust in God. In Psalm 23, it says, lie down in green pastures, which means to have food, to be led beside still waters. It means to have something to drink. To be led down right paths means to avoid danger, and shelter is provided. In short, God restores my soul. Or an even better translation is, God keeps me alive. When fear or anxiety, change or uncertainty or conflict confront us, it's God who keeps us alive. And this message, it gets difficult to hear when we're in the midst of a global crisis and we're worried and information's changing rapidly. It's changing by the minute. And the words of the psalmist affirm that we do not need to worry about our lives, because God is going to provide. And Psalm 23 is often associated with death or dying because we hear it a lot at funerals. Well, while that's true, we are affirmed is the psalm is really about life. It's about living. It's about nurture. It's about care. The daily activities of eating and drinking and sleeping and security are all centered in the hands of God. It is God who keeps us alive. And this is not saying that we are islands. None of us are going to get through this as an island and be completely dependent upon ourselves. Rather, we are an island chain, and we are knit together by the very hands of God. We are an island chain, and the Lord is our shepherd. It's important for us to say these words that affirm us when we get to the end of our life. It was often when we read this passage at funeral services. But it's also, we read this every day of our life because it's to affirm and remind us of the ordinary parts of our life that we are invited to share daily bread with all of God's people. And the beauty of the Hebrew Bible, the Hebrew scriptures, they're written and they're preserved by the Jewish people. And they provide this authentic, real revelation about God. And this is the God who called Abraham in the desert. This is the same God who appeared to Moses on Mount Sinai. This is the same God who made a covenant with David in the text that I just read, who inspired the prophets, just like Samuel. The God who prepared a table before you when you were in the middle of a conflict. A God who was taken down from the cross to show unconditional love. A God who will walk with you through the valley of the shadow of death. This is the God who invites you to the table and anoints your head with oil. Psalm 23 is about finding life in the truest sense, which is union with God and discovering that it can bring healing to our lives. So it's a wonderful passage. I hope all of you in the days and weeks ahead can turn to this and reread it and be restored once again as we go through this time together. And know that you're a beloved child of God, but so are all of our neighbors, our beloved children of God. And this is the God who keeps us alive. My friends, may it be so for each of you and also very much for me. Amen.